Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Yesterday, November 1st, was a major or principal feast day in the Anglican calendar, All Saints' Day. It is a day dedicated to the remembrance of all God's saints, known and unknown. The communion of saints that we affirm in the Creed, that great cloud of witnesses that cheers us on in our Christian journey. It is one of the days that is actually recommended for baptisms, because of course that is the rite by which we join the family of God. And the importance of the day is such that when it does not fall on a Sunday, it gets celebrated on the nearest Sunday anyway. But before we get all caught up in All Saints, I want to pause for a moment and reflect on the festival day for today that gets pushed out of the way because of All Saints Day, and that is All Souls Day, the 2nd of November. But you might ask, how do we differentiate All Saints Day and All Souls Day? Aren't they really fundamentally about the same thing? Well, kind of. However, in Paul's letters, he makes it plain that the whole Christian community is numbered among the saints. And often, on All Saints Day, we tend to focus on the ones that are really famous or predominant or whatever. Historically, it was All Saints Day that was first developed. In the early church, it was actually celebrated as All Martyrs Day, and it was generally celebrated in May. The focus was on the faith and courage of those who had been martyred for their faith during the series of persecutions that took place in the first centuries of Christendom. In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III decided that he was going to dedicate a place of prayer in Rome, and he would bring together as many of the relics of apostles, martyrs, and confessors that he could, and he moved the celebration of All Saints to early November. In the next century, it was Pope Gregory IV who decided that it would be the 1st of November, always. And in general, it was still those who had been martyred or those who had been specially indicated as saints by the church who were honored. But what about the small s saints? All of the ordinary Christians who died in the faith. It was in the early 11th century that prayers for all the faithful departed began on November 2nd at the Benedictine Monastery at Cluny. And for several centuries, that's what happened. But at the time of the Reformation, as the doctrine of purgatory was disavowed by the Reformation churches, including the Anglicans, the celebration of All Saints and All Souls kind of got smushed together a little bit, very similar in their commemoration, although the two dates do still exist on the Anglican Church calendar. We look to the faith of those who have gone before us to inspire us on our pilgrimages of faith. And we thank God for the example of holy martyrs and those who have been formally designated saints, and for all of those who we might term ordinary Christians, people who simply loved God and lived out that love in their daily lives. Paul opens his letter to the Ephesians by addressing all the saints at Ephesus, and that is how he designates all people who have been led by the Holy Spirit into the community of faith. And in today's text from Ephesians, he explains more about what that means. We were chosen. That is to say, our relationship with God comes as a result of God's initiative. God does the choosing. Now, that might sound a little bit annoying to those of us who have been raised in a culture of ultimate human autonomy and decision-making capacity. But spiritually, the reality is that God chooses us even before we think of turning our thoughts and our hearts towards God. That is one of the things that we affirm when we baptize infants, that God chooses us even when we have no capacity to think about choosing. Paul also says that we have been predestined according to God's plan and purpose. As I've told my confirmation students, before you were born, God had a plan and a purpose for you. And part of that plan and purpose, as Paul puts it, is that we might live for the praise of God's glory. The Westminster Catechism says that the chief end of humanity is to love God and enjoy God forever. That's our number one job description. Paul also says that those who are the saints of God have heard the truth of the gospel and have come to believe, and that the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit in our lives is God's guarantee that ultimately we will receive the inheritance prepared for us, eternal life. But like us, the Christians in Ephesus lived in a culture and among people who were often hostile to their newfound faith. And Paul knew that this faith needed to be nurtured. And to that end, Paul prays for the saints at Ephesus. Now, from the beginning, Christians have understood that we need to pray for one another. And even today, congregations have various forms of prayer ministry. Here at St. George's, we include Christians around the world and within our own diocese in our intercessions. Both in the Sunday intercessions and through the prayer chain, we pray about specific needs within the body of Christ. But I will bet that most days, we don't even think to pray in the way that St. Paul prays. It's a stark reminder that our greatest needs are spiritual, not those things that contribute to an earthly sense of well-being. Paul prays spiritual things for the Ephesians. He prays that God would give them a spirit of wisdom and revelation, and particularly that they might come to know God better. I'd be really, really, really surprised if there were any of us sitting here today who did not have a desire to know God better. Paul prays that they might be enlightened, and specifically with a view to being grounded in hope. And that hope has two objects of focus. First, the eternal inheritance that is promised to all who believe. But maybe more importantly, a hope that is grounded in God's promise of power for living out our holy calling. Every day we need the power of God as we journey on. That power Paul likens to the power that was demonstrated in Jesus' resurrection. And isn't that a rather awesome thought? The idea that God can be called upon to exert that much power in strengthening us to live as God's people. And finally, Paul reminds the Ephesians that central to our identity as saints of God is this, that the church is the body of Christ. We embody Christ together, and we are privileged to continue to live out the mission of Jesus in our world today. Today, as we celebrate All Saints and All Souls, we are encouraged to look back to all the faithful Christians who have walked before us, some famous and notable, and maybe some humble souls who nevertheless left their imprint upon us as we took up the mantle of faithfulness. Jesus looked at his disciples and looks at us and calls us blessed. Even in the face of poverty, hunger, sorrow, or persecution, we are blessed because God, from the beginning of time, predestined us to know him, to love him, to follow him. We are blessed, not always as much in material things as we would like, but in spiritual riches and a promise of eternal inheritance. So on this All Saints Day, let us remember always to pray for each other, to pray as Paul did for spiritual well-being and strength. And today I'm going to pray a prayer that comes from the Book of Common Prayer, which is a prayer designated for All Souls Day. So let us pray. We give thanks to you, O Lord our God, for all your servants and witnesses of time past, for Abraham, the father of believers, and Sarah, his wife, for Moses, the lawgiver, and Aaron, the priest, for Miriam and Joshua, Deborah and Gideon, and Samuel with Hannah, his mother, for David, king over Israel, for Isaiah and all the prophets, for Mary, the mother of our Lord, for Peter and Paul and all the apostles, for Mary and Martha and Mary Magdalene, for Stephen, the first martyr, and all the martyrs and saints in every age and in every land. In your mercy, O Lord our God, give to us, as you gave to them, the hope of salvation and the promise of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of many from the dead. Amen.